You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Prices at the wholesale level rose by a full percent in July. This is what we're learning from the Producer Price Index, which is out this morning. Now, not only is 1% inflation in a month more than economists were expecting, it is also at odds with numbers out yesterday. Those numbers, the Consumer Price Index, showed inflation at the retail level was cooling down. So, which is it? Are we getting more inflation or less? Diane Swonk is chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton and joins us. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So can you make this make sense for us? Inflation sort of coming down yesterday, but the producer numbers we got today are coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, it's really a difference in, you know, what they're measuring. One is the biggest increase in producer prices in July was due to an increase in margins on vehicles and vehicle parts. And we know that's where the shortages are the most acute. And that is pushing up the margins that people make on those vehicles. And that was the single largest component in that number. And we did see vehicle prices also rise in the CPI. And so when you look at the data together, you kind of see this real dynamic going on in the vehicle sector, which is the most acute in terms of there's just no supply on dealer lots and they can't get parts. And all of that is showing up in producer prices as well.
So with all that, where are we headed with inflation? Do you think it's starting to moderate?
The bet is still good that it will start to moderate. And that's because the question is, you know, how much and how much residual inflation we'll have. But the bottom line is, you know, the Delta variant is also another factor that not only messes up supply chains, but it also will take away some of the tailwind we've seen in things like airfares, hotel room rates, all of those things that related to vacations. People don't need lockdowns to be afraid of contagion. I do think we're going into an economy that will be warmer than it was pre-pandemic for a while, but not as hot as it's been this summer.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.